Hey, this is CJ Benjamin. A little personal message for you today. You know, I'm almost 40 years old and I'm not married and I don't have children. And this comes with a sense of judgment from others who believe that I haven't yet fulfilled my destiny, if you will. People who believe that there's a mission that I have, you know, to be married and have children, and I haven't done that yet. So to many people, there's something lacking and something missing in my life. And this message is for you. If you're also in the same boat, if you're 40, in your 40s, almost 40, and you haven't yet got married, or you don't have children, or you don't intend to. So here's what I want you to know. When people meet me, it's one of the first questions I get. Are you married? Do you plan on getting married? Do you have children? Are you dating? People are very interested in my relationship status. Nobody asks if I'm healthy, if I'm happy, if I'm fulfilled, if I have a good life, if all is going well, but my relationship status seems to be at the top of the priority list as far as questions are. And I don't blame people, nor do I get angry with people, because I understand that this comes from centuries of expectation of a woman and of people at our age. So I understand that for many people, I have not yet done what I'm supposed to do, which is get married and have children. And here's what I want you to know. I'm not lacking in any department, my friends. I'm very happy, I'm very fulfilled, and I'm very content. Do I believe in relationships? Absolutely. I believe that relationships are important, they're crucial. I believe that we're not meant to be alone necessarily. I believe that having a partner is wonderful if you're with the partner that builds you, if you're with a partner that complements you at the level of your soul, if you're with somebody that really connects with who you are and doesn't change who you are. So that's wonderful. If you have that and if you can find it, great. Being alone does not mean we're unhappy. Does not mean that we're sad and that we're looking online all day trying to find somebody. I'm not looking for anything in particular right now. I have a really good life and I'm very happy and successful. And here's something else. I've worked incredibly hard for the life that I now enjoy. My life has read like a novel. There have been incredible highs, but even worse lows. And all of that has helped me to be shaped into the woman that I am today. The woman that I am today is self-made. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into who I've become. Nobody's done it for me. No one's handed it to me. And there is no man that has provided for me. Not that it's wrong if a man provides for you, but I've done this on my own. And I'm incredibly proud of myself. So I'm not lacking. Don't be worried about me. I'm really, really good. And when the time comes that I do want to settle down with somebody, it would be because I'm ready for that at that time in my life with the right person. It's very important for me to stress that. So I thought I'd share this for everybody else who feels less than in the company of your married friends, who feels less than when you with your friends who have children, because they might make you feel less than because you don't have it. We each have our own path. I'm on my own path in this world, and that's not shaped and colored by anybody else's experience or anybody else's expectations of me. So I'm sharing this. It's very personal. It's very bare, but you know I'm quite transparent with you. But know that I'm happy. Happiness is the pursuit of life, I believe, more than anything. Some of us are in relationships where we're deeply unhappy, troubled. Some are in relationships where you're being abused and you stay because you don't want to upset the delicate barrel of your life by letting people know that the marriage is unhappy, that the relationship is not good. So we stay and we put on a facade and we pretend. I don't want to pretend for anything or anybody. Some people are in relationships where you know you're with the wrong person, but you'd rather be with the wrong person than dare to be alone. It's not cold being alone. Sometimes it's what you need to build you before you're ready for the person that gets to meet this new you, the you that can stand on your own feet and be your own woman without anybody else. So if this means something to you, if you connect with this, drop me a message. Remember always, you come first. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.